This is diagnosis job dictating. Patient's name is Darlene Bartley, B-A-R-T-L-E-Y, Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E. Date of birth is 3/12/1947. Date of service is 7/12/2022. Ms. Bartley is a very pleasant 75-year-old female who had a mechanical fall at her home. She landed on her left side, was unable to ambulate herself. She denies hitting her head, denies any loss of consciousness. She was having significant pain and having difficulty ambulation. She was brought to the emergency room, where she had x-rays of the hips done, which did show acute mildly displaced subcapital left femoral neck fracture. CT scan of the head was unremarkable. CT scan of the cervical spine was unremarkable. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Orthopedic was consulted. Patient did underwent left hip partial hemiarthroplasty. She was subsequently doing better. She's ambulated with the help of physical therapy. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she states that she's feeling well. She does complain of pain when she moves or her hip or ambulates. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for COPD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, depression, degenerative joint disease, and spinal stenosis with chronic low back pain. Past surgical history has been significant for lumbar fusion, history of cataract extraction, history of right hip ORIF, history of melanoma removal, hemorrhoidectomy, and cholecystectomy. Social history, smoking. She does have history of smoking, 1/3 of cigarettes pack a day, alcohol none, no other drugs. Allergies. To codeine. Current medications. Include Xanax, Percocet, fish oil, bupropion, atorvastatin, pantoprazole, Tylenol, ferrosulfate, melatonin, etodolac, cholecalciferol, meloxicam, Zofran, enoxaparin, aspirin, meclizine, ibandronate, fenofibrate, morphine sulfate, budesonide capsule, venlafaxine, gabapentin, and tolterodine. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation. Review system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, does have history of COPD. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, then the nausea, no vomiting, then the entery, no histopeptic ulcer disease. Gastrointestinal, any complaints of abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. She does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures, denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of chronic back pain, history of spinal stenosis, history of arthritis, history of hip arthroplasty. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Weight 113.6 pounds, blood pressure 110 over 69, temperature 98.2, pulse 98 per minute, respiration 18, oxygen saturation was 96%. HENT examination was normal, pupils weakly round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVT, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm, lungs were clear to auscultation, orals no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, pulse sounds were positive, extremities no edema. Left. Left hip with dressing in place. Pulses were bilaterally symmetrical. Impression. Number one, fall. Number two, left hip fracture. Status post left partial hemiarthroplasty. Next, hypertension. Next, COPD. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, chronic back pain. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, major depressive disorder. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to blood pressure rehabilitation facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy. She has been on morphine on a scheduled basis as well as Percocet as needed, will continue the same. It has been working well, will monitor her progress. We'll monitor her progress, we'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Gregory Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Date of birth is 4-1-1959. Date of service is 7-12-2022. Mr. Fisher is a very present, 63-year-old male with history of hypertension, multiple vertebral fractures in the brace, presenting for leg wounds. Patient, he has been unable to take care of his legs due to the brace he is in. He has been 2 weeks ago, his wound care clinic dropped him. Was unable to care for himself. He has been complaining of pain in his lower legs. He had noticed some maggots in his socks and his wounds. He called his PCP and was subsequently advised to go to the hospital. He does have some chronic skin with macerated tissue. Chronic skin changes were seen. of his braids. He is unable to take care of himself and his wounds. Patientless. Subsequently admitted to Wellbridge for wound care. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. He does states that he is limited in bending and moving his neck because of his brace. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension. Multiple vertebral fractures. Past surgical history, spinal surgery. Social history, smoking, he smokes every day. Alcohol, unknown. Allergies to codeine. Current medications. Current medications include naproxen, Miralax, morphine sulfate, lidocaine patch, Flonase nasal spray, clonazepam, Tylenol, Lexapro, lisinopril, gabapentin, Sanoplus, and pantoprazole. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any history of CAD, does have history of hypertension. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, no history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, he does have multiple vertebral fractures, status post surgery, currently in a brace. Skin, chronic wound on his both lower extremities. Physical examination. Weight 205 pounds, blood pressure 159 over 83, temperature 97.7, pulse 67 per minute, respiration 18, oxygen saturation was 95%, HENT examination was normal, pupils were round and reactive to light, external movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, or else no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, chronic skin changes with dressing in place. Impression, number, chronic lower extremity wounds, next multiple vertebral fractures, stratus post surgery, next hypertension, next DJD, next history of bed bug infestations, treatment plan, discuss the patient about his symptoms, will continue with wound care, continue current medications, consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Barbara Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Date of birth is 11-1-1942. Date of service is 7-12-2022. Miss Lewis is a very pleasant 79-year-old female with history of diabetes insipidus and chronic desmal pressing, history of right total knee arthroplasty, was admitted to the hospital with right knee pain. She did also complain of her knee being red and swollen for several weeks. She denies any fever or chills. Patient was seen in the emergency room. Her sodium was 129, her COVID test was negative, her white count was elevated, her CRP was elevated. Patient admitted to the hospital with concern for prosthetic joint infection versus wound infection was started on vancomycin as well as ceftriaxone. Wound cultures were, as well as blood cultures were done. Patient was admitted to the hospital, was seen by orthopedics. Knee x-ray. Right total knee arthroplasty, which appears well seated and aligned. No bony destructive changes, no fracture, dislocation, or subluxation were seen. Soft tissue thickening in the prepatellar and suprapatellar region of the knee was seen. She was found to have a staph aureus right knee. Joint infection with cellulitis and bacteremia. She was started on IV antibiotics. Her right knee is IND with poly exchange. Large amount of pus was drained out of the right knee. She was followed by infectious disease and was recommended 6 weeks of IV antibiotics.
Your first patient.
Patient. Is supposed to receive 6 weeks of IV antibiotic and then transition to oral antibiotic for 6 months. A TE was performed, which did not show concern for endocarditis or valvular abnormalities. Initial blood cultures did grow MSSA. Repeat blood cultures had no growth. Patient was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge for IV antibiotics. At the present time, she does complain of pain in her right knee, but otherwise she has been feeling well, denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for diabetes insipidus. Arthritis, history of cervical cancer, history of total right knee replacement, and history of sleep apnea. Past surgical history has been significant for blastic suspension surgery, cataract extraction, cholecystectomy, and total hip arthroplasty. Social history, smoking, quit 35 years ago. Alcohol occasionally, allergies to wheat, dextrin, gluten, latex, milk-containing products, nickel, and oxycodone. Current medications. Current medications include ibuprofen, gabapentin, lactobacillus, cyanocobalamin, desmopressin, saline, flesh solution, aspirin, Advair Diskus, cefazolin, rifampin, Tylenol. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness or pressure sensation, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, respiratory system, denies any cough, does have history of COPD, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures, no focal weakness in the arms or legs, musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pain, history of arthroplasty, history of hip surgery, history of degenerative joint disease. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, weight 186 pounds, blood pressure 146 over 77, temperature 97.5, pulse 72 per minute, respiration 17, oxygen saturation was 96%. HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal, round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, right knee with dressing in place. No edema. Pulse is bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination was crossly intact. Impression number one. Right knee prosthetic joint infection with MFSA. Next, cellulitis. Next, status post right knee IND with poly exchange. Next, diabetes insipidus. Next, chronic hyponatremia. Next, neuropathy. Next, history of asthma / COPD. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, continue with weekly labs to be faxed to the infectious disease, continue other medications, consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Catherine Muller, M-U-L-L-E-R, Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Date of birth is 1-18-1936. Date of service is 7-12-2022. Ms. Muller is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. Says that she's doing some better. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. She was seen last week because of increased headaches, which has improved some. She had a CAT scan done. She has an appointment with a neurosurgeon tomorrow. Denies any other symptoms or complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number one, left hip fracture. Status post-surgery. Next, subdural hematoma. Next, history of UTI. Next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, atrial fibrillation, next, DJD. Treatment plan, discussed with patient about her symptoms, reviewed the CAT scan results, which did show slight increase in the hematoma with chronic and acute component. I have given a copy to the patient's family. She has an appointment with neurosurgery tomorrow. We will hold Lovenox in the meantime till further guidance from the neurosurgeon. We'll continue other medications. Also, she had her appointment with her orthopedic surgeon. We'll continue with physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient, again, is Catherine Muller, M-U-L-L-E-R, Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Date of birth is 1-18-1936. Date of service is 7-8-2022. Ms. Muller is seen in a room today at the request of the nurse, and she has been complaining of headache, and she period, end of dictation.